Picture this. You are looking out over your 5, 10, maybe 20 plus acres. The sun is setting and your flock is grazing across a green pasture. Something inside you affirms, this is real wealth. At least when it comes to material things. You know how to take care of your sheep, your grazing system is improving your land, and you have a way to direct market each lamb that is born. This is how I feel when I look at my flock, and I want the same for you. So I put together a free 1-hour class that answers some of your most frequently asked questions concerning how I raise, rotational graze, and market my sheep for $480 per head. Go to shepherdist.com/480 or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast to sign up and receive the free on-demand class. What's more is that I will follow up over the course of 3 days, providing you with even more free resources, including a free ebook, a free grazing sheep kickstart guide, and a free marketing sheep kickstart guide. This information is worth paying for, but I'm giving it to you for free. Just go to shepherdist.com/480, shepherdist.com/480, or simply click the first link in the show notes of this podcast for how I raise, graze, and market my sheep for $480 each. Now let's get straight to today's episode. Today I'm going to very directly show you number one, where and how I sell my sheep for between $400 and $500 per head, regardless of what the sale barns are bringing. I'm going to number two, tell you how long it has taken me to build out that sales stream and how you can build out the exact same thing for yourself. And number three, I'm actually going to share with you a story from my friend Darlene, who sold her first grass-fed lambs for $510 per head at a profit of $400. For those new here, I run a small-scale sheep operation on 30 acres in Northeast Texas. I started 3 years ago with no experience in agriculture, but I did have some experience in marketing and running businesses on the internet. From the beginning of my farming journey, there was one concept I was dead set on, and that was that I was going to take my farm products, my sheep, direct to consumer. I was not going to rely on a sale barn or a middleman at all to sell my products for me. I knew I needed to do this in order to garner a consistent level of profitability. Because if you're familiar with sale barns and the conventional cattle cycle, you will know this. There will be about 2 to 3 years where you are making bank on your animals and doing really well at the sale barn. There will be 2 to 3 years where you're doing okay, possibly covering costs and pocketing a little. And then there will be 2 to 3 years where you are just losing money, barely able to cover the cost of overwintering your breeding stock. The length of these cycles is based on various factors, including the type of animal you're raising and the economic circumstances, but that's basically what you can expect when you're going into the commodity cattle business. So from the start, I really knew I could not build a business that was at the mercy of these crazy cycles. 3 years after starting out, this direct-to-consumer sales model for my sheep is, by God's grace, working out way better than I expected it to. Not only do I have a relatively low-maintenance sales platform to sell my sheep on at a premium, I've also built a relationship with a customer base, which has allowed me to diversify my income and basically quit my job in 3 years instead of 7. Now, a quick side note on quitting my regular job. I've not technically quit it. I've just sort of put it on the back burner and turned it from boil to simmer. All of my income streams and all of the jobs I have ever worked have been 100% home-based. I'm a huge proponent for diversity and will likely never completely shut off an income stream when I simply have the option to dial it down for a season. And this is exactly what I've done. All right, so point number one, where do I sell my sheep for between $400 and $500 per head? And I sell my sheep through my email newsletter list. I began building this list 3 years ago and for 3 consecutive years have marketed all of my lambs through this email newsletter list. I've created a free PDF guide for you, which is free. I should probably be charging you money for it, but if you use the link down below, it's a free download. And it's going to show you exactly the steps that you can take to launch a newsletter list exactly the same way that I did. But I use this newsletter list to point to my website where once per year I will list all of my lambs at a set price. I pre-announce the date and the time that my lambs will become available. And at that pre-announced date and time, I press the publish button and people can come and purchase lambs, check out there on the website, pay by credit card, just the same way that they purchase other products on the internet multiple times per week. In my first year, I only had enough newsletter subscribers to sell half of my sheep through my website. I marketed and sold the other half through Craigslist locally, and this took about 1 month to sell all of my sheep in my first year. In my second year, I had enough newsletter subscribers to where I sold out of all of my sheep within 15 minutes through my website. And in my third year, I once again sold out of all of my sheep within 4 minutes through my website. And each year I was offering significantly more sheep than the last, which was really encouraging to see the demand grow as my flock grew. Whether people are buying for meat or for breeding stock, I direct them all to one newsletter waitlist. And the price for meat and for breeding stock works out to be about the same. Okay, number two, how long did it take me to build out this sales stream? And as I already mentioned, I've been consistently building it for 3 years. But every day it takes about 1 to 2 hours per day for maintenance and growth. Now this time quote of 1 to 2 hours per day is honestly a result of streamlining processes, kicking out what doesn't work, keeping what does, and really one of my best strategies that I focus on the most hardcore is included in that free PDF down below, so make sure to grab it. To keep those subscribers warm from 1 year to the next, I send out a monthly farm update. The reason it's important to keep your newsletter list warm is because if you just send out one newsletter once a year and say, hey, my lambs are ready to buy, people are gonna be like, okay, but who are you? They probably will not remember the fact that they, 8 months prior, had subscribed to your email newsletter list to be notified when you had lambs. But by staying in touch once per month with beautiful photos, stories, and sometimes even sharing struggles from the farm front, I keep the hearts and the minds of my newsletter subscribers warm throughout the year so that they are ready to buy when I have something available to buy. For me, it also provides an easy way to value add. If a buyer can see beautiful photos of how my sheep are raised and loved throughout the year, it becomes an easy, non-salesy way to elevate the value of my sheep above the value of other people's sheep. Even better, those monthly farm updates have become opportunities to sell other products throughout the year, products that typically cost $50 or less. While it may seem counterintuitive to be offering something for sale all of the time and not just saving your bullets for that one time of year where you have lamb shares available, here's where it's really important. If you can establish trust and show yourself trustworthy with a $50 transaction, that customer will trust you all the more when it's time to buy a bigger ticket item, like that $250 lamb share or that $450 ram. Okay, that brings me to number three here, which is my friend at Good Shepherd Homestead, follower at Good Shepherd Homestead 1 on Instagram. Here is how she sold her first grass-fed lambs for $510 each. She said, I wanted to share my success in my first lamb harvest. We raised grass-fed lamb, butchered 4, and sold 2 lambs in profit already. Each lamb will bring $510 with a profit of $400. It could be more, but I am selling my lamb at a price I'd pay. I hosted a lamb feast and invited 35 people. They ate lamb for free and brought their own side dishes. At the end, several purchased lamb meat, and now they are sharing with their friends where to get lamb. I accepted payment via cash and Cash App. God is so good. The event went so well. We are considering hosting it once a quarter due to the many requests.